Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my beloveds. Welcome, my beloveds, to another episode of ashtarradio.com, ashtartv.com. Now we're supporting BernieSanders.com. So it's also a welcome to all the burners and all the those feeling the burn in the U.S. and anywhere in the world. There's people feeling the burn, feeling the hope. That's what for me, you know, means feeling the burn. It's feeling the hope, you know, feeling the hope, and I. And that's what I. So I do send kudos to all our burners, you know, all our burners, all the burners groups, you know, kudos, greetings and blessings to every single one. I tell you, your dreams are yours, brother and sister. All you have to do is believe it to live it. Simple. Believe it to live it. That's it. Just believe it to live it, and your dreams are already yours. And that is, you know, hard to understand on a, let's say, a third-dimensional, you know, mind or a third-dimensional reality. But, yes, guys, I'm telling you, we are, you know, co-creators of our own reality. That's why if you want a better world for your family, for yourself, for your children, please make sure to share the burns, share the light and the love, to, you know, share BernieSanders.com to all your brothers and your sisters, you know, that to know that it's some great things are happening, you know, right now. Like, for instance, they're just about the 15 dollar, you know, per hour has been approved, and said, you know, Senator Bernie, he said that scored a big victory on Friday when the Democratic Platform Committee approved an amendment committing to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and index it to inflation. Okay? Quote, raising the federal minimum wage sets the moral standard in this country that we as Democrats affirm over and over again, that ensuring that we don't leave a sister or a brother behind is how we roll. End quote. Senator Nina Turner said at the meeting, quote, raising the federal minimum wage is the beginning of creating an America as good as its promise, end quote. Okay? So the platform now reads, quote, we should raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour over time and index it to give all Americans the ability to join a union regardless of where they work, and create new ways for workers to have power in their economy. So every worker can earn at least $15 an hour, end quote. Increasing the minimum wage will directly benefit, okay, will directly benefit 62 million workers who currently make less than $15 an hour. Just imagine that, brothers and sisters, including over half of the African-American workers and percent of Latino workers. If the minimum wage had kept up with productivity and inflation since 1968, it would be more than $26 an hour today. Already California, New York, Washington, D.C., and numerous cities across the country have passed the laws raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Well done, those cities, those states. Thank you. In the name of humanity, in the name of the American, you know. So yeah, so those are good news. And here is a little, you know, video about the whole you know, victory. And this is a victory for our Bernie Sanders. I want you to know that, brothers and sisters. This is AstarRadio.com. Speaking of your brother, Astar, from AstarRadio.com, check out our site, check out the film. Also support our cause, support our radio show, support our by taking, you know, for instance, an hour of awakening or healing for yourself or your friend or your or a loved one. You know, if you cannot handle, you know, you don't have enough, you know, tools to awaken your family. I mean, your loved ones. Don't you want them to know what's going on? I mean, people are asleep. I'm telling you. And this is our job. The ones they are, you know, more aware to bring awareness to our loved ones. Okay, even though it's it might be a battle, you know, in among our own families, you know, the families close and far, they can be a skeptical and completely non-believers. But it's about, you know, there's not a lot of proof right now. There's, you know, to convince them, and to just put the things on the table. You know what I mean? It's everyone. It's not about convincing. It's about bringing the light and the love. That's what I share, you know, to you guys. My religion is only love. That's it. L-O-V-E. That's it. Love. Plain and simple. That's what I believe. Mr. Bernie Sanders says. So here is the information about the $15 federal minimum wage tax.
Chair, I do accept Sister Mary Kay's amendment to my amendment and am vitally proud that the Democratic Party is affirming that the federal minimum wage should be $15 an hour. The chair will allow 5 minutes of debate. Only if it's necessary. Ready to vote? Please vote by a show of hands raised with a raise your hand with a paper.
Division.
Voting. All in favor of the secondary amendment. Charlie? The no vote?
No vote.
We record the no vote. The amendment passes.
So there you have it. The amendment passes, brothers and sisters. So that's those are good news from our brothers and sisters. It's just one of many more, you know, things to goals to accomplish. And this is thanks to our Bernie. He's the one. All the credit should be given to him. Okay. There's also a press release regarding 700,000 people that call on the Democratic Party to reject the Pacific Trade Deal. Okay? It's very important, brothers and sisters. Washington says that ahead of the final Democratic platform meeting in Orlando this week, 701,618 people signed a petition calling on the party to go on the record in opposition to holding a vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement after the election. Jim Hightower, a Sanders delegate in Orlando, plans to offer an amendment to the platform stating, quote, "It is the policy of the Democratic Party that the Trans-Pacific Partnership must not get a vote in this Congress or in future sessions of Congress," end quote. Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie agree that Pacific trade deal should not come up for a vote after the election. In May, Clinton wrote, quote, "I oppose the TPP agreement, and that means before and after this election." Yeah, right. Those are like the flip-flops that always done. Yeah, I wouldn't believe that person anything. 83% of Democrats in Congress voted against fast-tracking the trade agreement last year. Overwhelming majority of Democrats are strongly opposed to this disastrous trade agreement if both Secretary Clinton and I agreed that the TPP should not get to the floor of Congress this year. It's hard to understand why this amendment will not be overwhelmingly passed, end quote, Mr. Sanders said. In addition to the Sanders campaign, Move On and MoveOn.org, Democracy for America Working Family, the party and the Greenpeace Communications Workers of America campaign for America's future, Citizens Trade, demanding action, collected signatures in support of the amendment to the stop of this Pacific Trade Pact from receiving a vote. That's definitely a kudos. I'll send them light and love. And I want to share this beautiful song, guys, that is being shared by one of our burners, you know, Angelique, and I want to share.
Land is your land, this land is my land, from California, and then you can go on and on, from the river's forest, to the ocean's water, this land is your land, and all around me, the world of thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. All right. This land is your land, brother and our sister. Yes, thank you, thank you. This was recorded and filmed by Signal Kitchen in Burlington, Vermont. And Signal, you can check him out at signalkitchen.com. He said that in 1987, Bernie Sanders recorded a folk album with a group of Vermont artists. You know, he performed several American classics, including Goody Slimy's Jordan in 2016, and Vermont's music community came together once again to show support for Sanders' campaign for presidency and the positive message of the song. The performance is a lively and nearly celebratory take on the traditional tune, symbolic of the hope that Sanders has inspired in Vermont and beyond. The support from this community is representative of the genuinely positive effect that Sanders has had in his years of service to the town of Burlington and the state of Vermont. His compassion and passion and empathy for his fellow man have carried his message to the forefront of the world's hearing, a selection of wonderful people that he has helped directly as mayor, congressman, and senator have offered their appreciation and support for his social philosophy through the timeless piece of music. This beautiful song was produced by Signal Kitchen head engineer Dave DiCrasso, assistant engineer Mitchell Ferrara, cameras Kelsey Smith, Tim Shivara, Jeff Carlo, edited by Jeff Carlo, and big ups for Goody Guthrie, who were from the song. So thank you guys. This is amazing to be here, to have you, you know, just share these moments of time. This is so amazing. You know, this is like I said, this is just the divine plan unfolding, you know? Everything is unfolding. It's not a domino. There were little dominoes falling down. Now we have big ones. Big ones, they're creating what? Creating, you know, a domino effect. Okay? There's this domino effect that is going to go one after another with amazing ripples that is going to affect every man, woman, and child on earth. So I can tell you here, like from the channeling my brother, Mike Quincy, that had the honor of meeting our brother from, you know, channel of Salusa, had the honor of giving him a big hug and even a kiss, our brother of Mike Quincy. He said that the breakup of the EU, it is the beginning of the end of the Illuminati plans to control the world. And as their authority diminishes, you will see that those who put serving the people first will come into their own. There will be no going back despite any attempts of the Dark One to change the inevitable destiny that is now unfolding. Many light workers have been waiting for this time to push ahead with their plans for their establishment of a free society. It will take time to get the changes through. Nothing will be allowed to delay them. And soon, you will see the desired changes take place. Humans tend to be impatient for action so that they have proof of what is promised, and they will be satisfied as circumstances are changing that allow for them to be made more public. Many people can only see what is before their eyes and do not understand that humanity is on the verge of great changes that benefit them. There are powers in the higher dimensions that control events on earth and also ensure that the wishes of the people are upheld. Power is shifting from the dark ones to the people who are now finding ways of exercising their newfound authority to establish the light where it can directly help the people. Be assured that if you are working for the light, you will have help and protection, unless for karmic reasons you are destined to experience a different outcome. However, thoughts normally have a need to be concerned. Go ahead with your work, knowing that this is the time when it will produce the desired results. These are testing times for those well on their way to ascension. As when you are at your strongest, you are given your final test. It is always when you are best equipped to deal with them. So do not be unduly concerned as to what may happen. Having come this far for many lifetimes, it will be surprising if you didn't fail through the end times. However, be prepared and know that your guide will be right beside you, giving help and encouragement, holding your hand, you know what I mean, like I am right now, to this radio show, AshtarRadio.com. And I am Ashtar, offering you, you know, services of awakening, of healing, chakras activation, Reiki healing, distance healing. They can send you amazing, you know, divine light from my beloved brothers, the angelic directors, angelic body. They're always playing with me. They're always sending me these amazing vibrations of divine light and love that I feel right now. I'm overwhelmed. Woo. They love me so much and I love them back. And they'll love you too if you allow them to hug you and to love you. But anyway, the help is there, right beside you. So you are never asked to do things that are beyond your capability. So you have no need to worry. Some of you are so advanced that you are already clear of any karma of importance. So don't, like me, of course, so don't fear any difficulty in getting through the final stages before ascension. I don't worry because I know that I am that I am. That's it. Have you noticed subtle changes in the animal kingdom, for instance, as they are also affected by the rising vibrations? For some time now, you should have, you know, become aware of some strange partnerships, you know what I mean, between developing between animals that are enemies, you know, usually when it comes in the wild, you know. It is another sign of the lessening of the predator-type urges that are normally commonplace in the animal kingdom. That, quote, the lion shall lay down with the lamb, end quote, is beginning to come true. And you will find increasing evidence if you keep your eyes open. There is a time destined to come when animals will live peacefully together, as will human beings. At present, it may sound impossible, but it will come much sooner than you imagine. Your destiny is to ascend, and many of you have already risen, or you have little or no karma to clear. So keep on your path, and if possible, share your knowledge with others without imposing it upon them. All souls, okay, all souls will eventually rise up, but at different rates of development. You could not therefore expect all souls to respond to the truth. Many have been controlled to follow a false creed, but in time, they will see the imperfections in their beliefs. And however, when the opportunity arises, a word here and there can offer, plant an idea that may help them awaken to the truth. At least, you cannot look forward to speeding up of the changes from which you will know beyond a doubt that New Age is really on the way. You will look back and marvel at the way the changes were achieved in spite of the many obstacles placed in the way to the delay or prevent them from happening. Even now, individuals with vested interest in keeping your advancements back will try time and time again to stall in the long run. It will be to no avail, as the light as is now too strongly established to be stopped from achieving its goals. You will still have to deal with the desperate moves of the Dark Ones to prolong the time it takes to bring in the changes. But as their power is diminished, they will be unable to dictate the course of the future. So pay attention, on the breakup of the EU is now underway, and other countries will see the opportunity to take back their power. Yuppie! There is no reason why you should not be able to form new alliances that establish a free market that will give you the freedom to follow your own interests. In the laws from somebody else's, from other countries, that they're not even part of your own, you know what I mean? As time passes, you will also be able to fully benefit from new advances that have been deliberately held back to keep in control of the Illuminati. The changes will be welcomed by you, and you, and you, and you, and also by you, and you, as they will enable you to take a leap into the future, and you will have a more acceptable life without the demands placed upon you to simply enable you to exist. And continues, to be continued. Please read the rest of the message at hashtagradio.com and or FL, like Federation of Light.com, like Galactic F, like Federation L, like Light.com, GalacticFL.com, GalacticFL.com, and or our brothers, you know, Mike Quincy's page on threeofthegoldenlight.com. threeofthegoldenlight.com. Thank you for the continuous work of all these wonderful channelers that are, you know, just empowering humanity with their love and their light. Like this beloved brother, the channels, my brother and your brother, ascended Jesus Christ. Like
your Lord, Son of God, and Archangel Gabriel.
Channeled by Cindy McGonigal, July 2016.
Ascended Master Lord Sananda.
Greetings, dear ones. The summer's photonic energies are very intense now, for many of you, as the old no longer holds its charm or brilliance. Each one of you is given a special greatness that only you can bring forth to the world. This month marks the opening of doors to your eventual success if you allow yourself to be guided by your heart and not your head. It is tempting to think that what you are experiencing now will be the same even in a few months' time. Probably it will not. Things are happening so quickly now that what happened last week feels like a distant memory. You are being reminded that all you really have is the present moment to enjoy. If you live near a city park with grass, make a picnic lunch and take a blanket and lie down on the lawn area. Let your spine relax and your body feel the earth beneath you. Even if you do this alone, your spirit will thank you for this time out with yourself. In light and love, Lord Sananda.
Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, dear ones. Hold on to your emotions as the roller coaster of these new energies combined with the planets triangulating together will be stirring up great changes in your earth at this time. It is a feeling of an unsettled undercurrent, that something is just not right, but you are unsure why you are feeling this. Some may call it a buildup of energy. Some may call it emotions running rampant within themselves, and the earth may display it with sudden storms and even more weather events that dramatically change the appearance of an area either by wind, fire, floods, or even quakes all over the planet. All these constant weather-related changes are truly here on Earth to bring people together, to help each other and to rethink where new communities can be built that are in safer areas than the ones being affected by these weather events, areas like floodplains, ravines, or riverbanks subject to instability. Growing your own food, even container gardening, is an option that will allow you to be able to integrate these higher dimensional energies by eating. A few tomatoes or lettuce or even herbs will have the ability to help you regulate these solar rays happening in your physical environment. If this is not possible in the area where you live, the plants carry a resonance that acts to help filter the intensity of these rays coming into the planet at this time. If this is not an option, spend time touching the plants and trees around your homes or apartments, and open your heart to receive their energies coming into your hands and fingers as you touch them. This can be a quick touch, with an anchoring of the energy and grounding it through your feet, and it's done in an instant. Simple time with nature can bring you great peace of mind. With love, Archangel Gabriel.
Channeled by Cindy McGonigal, July 2016.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you for all this wonderful work of love and light that everybody is doing, you know. This land is your land. This land is my land. Every single where we are. And it's happening. Here, there's a little interesting clip about what's going on with all these shenanigans of the so-called female running for president.
James Comey was in a hot seat on Capitol Hill for more than 4 hours. The House Oversight Committee raked him over the coals after the FBI findings of Hillary Clinton's email controversy. For more, let's turn to legal and media analyst Lionel of Lionel Media. All right, Lionel, we know that the FBI recommended no charges be pressed against Hillary G. Loretta Lynch officially said, case closed, no charges. What was the purpose of today's grill session of Comey, then?
The purpose was to embarrass him. The purpose was to show the amount of potential criminal statutes that Hillary Clinton may have violated. And the purpose was to dissect in excruciating detail all of the instances of ineptitude, negligence, gross negligence on the part of Hillary Clinton, yet, despite all of this evidence being adduced for all those hours, yet, Mr. Comey saying, but there just wasn't enough proof of intent. These are negligent statutes. There is no intent in a negligent statute.
Hang on there, Lionel. In the court of public opinion, to the average person, there appears to be a disconnect between what they've heard the FBI findings were and the resulting decision of no charges. People seem to think that is completely disjointed. And as a lawyer yourself, Comey, he was at one time a practicing attorney himself, says that the burden of proof is to show intent, which he couldn't. So clearly, I guess you don't agree.
The great jurist Paul Walker said, and everybody knows this, that a good prosecutor could indict that was a honey-baked pan. He could have had a buffet with this one. Do you know how many potential statutes, freedom of information, Title 18, State Department regulation? Look, if Comey had said, Manila, of course she could have violated something. Of course we could have found at least a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor out of the thousands and thousands of emails, but we have elected not to, out of discretion, because frankly, it's not our policy to go after this. That I would have understood.
You would have accepted that kind of a statement.
Oh yes.
Listen to this. Don't
tell me.
Yes. I want you to listen to what he did say. I want to play up. Okay. Hold this down, by. Take a listen. We'll talk about this on the other side.
Did you personally interview the secretary on Saturday morning?
I didn't personally, no.
And how many agents did?
I think we had 5 or 6.
Did you talk to all of those agents after the interview?
I did not speak to all of them, though. No.
Can did she testify or talk to them under oath?
No.
She did not. Well, that's a problem. But
no, it's still a crime to lie to us.
I know it is. Do you have a transcript that's a, that?
No, we don't record our.
Do you have a 302? I guess it's called analysis.
I don't have it with me, but I
did you read it?
Yes.
All right, now, Lionel, in your experience as an attorney, is it normal for the FBI not to record the interview?
For a little bank robbery? Yeah. For Hillary Clinton, vanilla. I want everybody to understand what you just saw. The director of the FBI testified under oath while the target of the investigation didn't testify under oath. The director tested not a run-of-the-mill investigation. And for him to say, five or six, did he talk to him? No. I would have known the names of those agents' families. I would have said, today, we're going to investigate. And by the way, the most important question, did at any time did Hillary Clinton ever say, I'm not going to answer that question? I don't think anybody asked, did she ever take the Fifth Amendment? Did she ever refuse? She wasn't under oath. It's not a grand jury. She can't be held in contempt. She didn't lie. How many times, if any, did she say, I'm not going to answer that question? I see your mind exploding over there in New York. You've got to dig up for me if there's anything anywhere that we can find transcripts. That's your task for tonight. We got to leave it right there. Thanks so much. That was Lionel of Lionel Media out of New York City. Thank you.
You know, very interesting coverage. And so that there you have it, guys. So that's what's going on the news. And I send you light and love. This is Ash. Are you selfish? I am Ash Perk. Ashtar Sheeran, 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 Ashtar